N95 respirator masks are in high demand among healthcare workers who are trying to protect themselves and their patients from the coronavirus. But it's hard to get new ones right now. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, Yale medicine doctors think they've found a safe way to recycle masks.
N95 respirator masks are considered to be one of the best types of personal protective equipment against liquids and airborne particles that contain a virus. But the current supply of these masks is in jeopardy as public health experts predict a surge of COVID-19 patients at Connecticut hospitals.
To put it in context, really the times we used N95s before this most commonly were things like tuberculosis, and other more rare infectious pathogens.
That's Dr. Patrick Kenny, Medical Director of Supply Chain for Yale Medicine.
At our prior usage rate, we had a several years worth of supply on hand. But at the current usage rate and what we're projecting over the next few weeks, that supply is going to dwindle very rapidly.
The CDC has crisis guidelines on what to do as a last resort when all supply is gone. Kenny and researchers think they've found an effective option. It involves identifying discarded respirator masks in good condition and then putting them through a reprocessing procedure.
We've repurposed a machine that's normally used in the hospital to fumigate hospital rooms after a patient who has an infection is discharged. And the way this machine works is it fills the room with hydrogen peroxide vapor.
Kenny says they've tested the method several times. Their research found that it effectively sterilized the masks and left the filtration capabilities intact. He estimates that they could reprocess up to 15,000 respirator masks a day. Kenny says they can share the process with other health systems looking for solutions, but he warns that the study results are currently awaiting confirmation by an independent laboratory, and it hasn't yet been peer-reviewed, which he says is crucial to scientific study, but takes time. With the rapid growth and spread of COVID-19, Kenny says time is something they don't have. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.